Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you.
So per usual, before we get into connecting cultures, I always ask about the bees and the kids. So in no particular order, if you want to put the kids first and the bees second, how is everybody?
Kids, just because they're running around and crazy, but I got a moment away from them. Thank you, Jeff, for this moment.
Oh, hey, I get that.
They're good. Elena is going to turn 2 here in June. She's a spitfire, but so fun. You know, that age is...
What is she really into at 2 years old?
Oh, she likes singing and dancing and people.
Yeah. Good.
And then Stetson, he is 5 and a half, and I just registered him for kindergarten at Trailhead, and so he's excited for that. But we have a fun summer ahead of us, and... The kids are great. Bees right now. January is always go to California and pollinate the almonds, which a lot of the beekeepers around the area do that same cycle of pollinate. Right now they're in Texas, which is a rejuvenation period, and split them and build up your numbers before honeymaking season, which happens right here in South Dakota. That's why we get local honey. So they're building them up. Numbers look okay. I know around the nation you might hear that there's bee losses, which is happening around for a variety of reasons, whether it's, you know, even too, I was thinking, you know, I see the trees flowering around here, and I'm like, ooh, that's a little early. Bees aren't back yet, some of them, you know. So there's just so many factors, but right now we're fortunate, and bees are busy in Texas, and they'll be coming up to this area in May. So you might be seeing some more
bees. We should have you in sometime just to talk about the bees. It's really fascinating.
For sure. Yeah.
You don't have to bring them, but you can just talk. Or if you want to bring them in, I guess. If you have control of your bees.
Can I bring them in, Jeff?
I had a voice issue this last winter where it was really strained, and I had to use some Brandt honey and some hot water while I was on the air. And during breaks, I kept,
help.
Gargling with it and drinking it. And it did. It really helped. So thanks.
Sure. Yeah. Bees are good.
And again, we are going to talk connecting cultures, but I just can't help but give you a quick congratulations on your election to the school board. Congrats.
Thank you. You know, I taught for 5 years as a Spanish teacher and English learner teacher, and had left teaching because of the busyness of kids and bees and connecting cultures. And I'm really excited to be back in participating and working with the amazing staff we have here and the amazing district. And I look forward to it.
It's not easy running an election, is it? Or running a campaign?
That was new. I got to talk to a lot of the wonderful PR companies around here like yourself, but getting my signs out there and getting my voice out there, and Thrive and the Yankton Education Association with teachers, I think they were good. And the P&D, there was good opportunities to inform yourself. So, yeah.
I'm hoping that your position on the school board is good for connecting cultures and vice versa, good for each other. They should go hand in hand.
Yeah. And so just a reminder to everyone about connecting cultures, we are out there to represent everybody. And the premise of it is that each one of us has different experiences, no matter what age we are, what our professional background is. You as a radio host have a very different schedule in life and experiences than someone who's not. And even whether you're married or not, whether you have kids or not, whatever religious background you are, whether you're from South Dakota or Minnesota, right, Jeff?
Minnesota.
All of those make for your unique experiences. And we want to work together, one, to lift up and celebrate. If those experiences are different, how can we highlight you? Like you know, even talking about beekeeping, and that's different. That's new to us, other people. Highlighting and celebrating what your unique differences are. But then also, if there are barriers, let's work through them and make sure everybody has access to everything.
Talk, share, collaborate, network. It's all good.
That's all. That is exactly right. And so, you know, a couple things that we had go on. We had Multilingual Access Spark conversation at the United Way. They have monthly Spark meetings to get people informed about what's happening in the community. Thank you to the United Way for doing that. Connecting cultures lately, one thing too we've started is we have a monthly meeting the second Wednesday of the month at 4 p.m. at United Way, and we talk about what's going on in Yankton, what is there to celebrate it, are there things that we need to brainstorm some solutions to. But one thing we started doing that I really enjoy is monthly volunteering around our community with different organizations. And it's kind of hitting two birds with one stone of, let's get out there and use our hands and help, but then let's also inform ourselves of what's happening. So we were able to help River City Domestic Violence Center clean up their shelter area, the deep clean, you know, and they had an expansion on their building. And so seeing the different services that they're able to provide lately, Pathways, we helped clean out the basement. They're changing their programs from a night by night to a reentry service. And then we helped the clothing closet move from downtown, and now they're located within the United Way building, which is a great thing for all of the clients. And so this month, and just encouraging everyone, I know you had them on here, but the Great American Cleanup here in Yankton with Keep Yankton Beautiful is April 26th at 9 a.m. So I'm encouraging the Connecting Cultures group and anybody out there, you know, come and help clean up, be useful with your hands, keep Yankton beautiful, and to get to come together and have some conversations while doing good things. Other things that we are offering with Connecting Cultures that have been going really well is we have Spanish Conversation Club at the library. It happens once a month. It's the last Tuesday of the month from 6 to 7, and it is open to everybody, whether you're Whether you lived in maybe a Spanish-speaking country for a while, or you're just learning or brushing off from high school from many, many years ago, it has been really fun. And I got to kind of dust off my teaching hat and get to do that. And everybody's welcome. And so there's that. And then there's also bilingual story time that we do on Monday nights, or the first Monday of the month at 6. And then this summer, we're going to start doing Spanish story time the last Saturday of the month, which this summer falls on June 28th, July 26th, and August 30th at 10 a.m. And that'll be at the library, and it'll be all in Spanish.
How often do you get to speak Spanish? Maybe not enough?
Maybe not enough, but, you know, I was also one other thing. I've been really impressed with the community of how we've kind of come together to support those individuals that were impacted by Simples or American Foods closing. I got to speak a lot more Spanish and help and connect. You know, the organizations like Department of Labor and Thrive worked together to put on a job fair, but then there was all of the companies that were there looking to hire, and then there were all the companies there looking to provide support services. I got to speak a lot of Spanish there, and I was like, this is nice. You know, I enjoy it. I miss it. Yeah, if you don't travel, you might not get as much exposure, but these opportunities that we've done with the library with Spanish story time or the Spanish conversation make for getting another opportunity to do that if you're not able to. So,
do you talk to the bees at all? Do you use Spanish on the bees or English? What do they understand?
My first language is English, and so, you know, if you need, I haven't had to yell at them. They actually do their own thing and remaining calm and just walking through. And we just, Stetson, you know, as little children, we just say, go away, bee, you know, be calm, walk away. Say
calm,
no.
Calm around bees.
No, thank you, bee, you know, so.
That's a good lesson in life too, with people. Be calm, right?
Yes, yeah.
De-escalate.
For sure.
I started to think, boy, I don't get a lot of updates from Connecting Cultures, but then I realized I forgot to like your page. So I have now since liked it. And I went back and looked at it this morning before you came in. You do have a lot going on.
Yeah, there's been a lot in our community. And that's something too, is like with Connecting Cultures, we're also connecting with the organizations in Yankton that are already doing wonderful things and making sure that people have access to them and then providing other opportunities to celebrate. One other thing I want to mention coming up that the library is doing, on Juneteenth, we're looking to show a movie called Juneteenth, Faith and Freedom. It's a showing at noon. It's free if anybody wanted to catch it on their lunch break. And then on Friday, July 11th, we're looking to have Jay White, the painter, come in and do a live painting at the library in the evening sometime that day. So just some cultural things to looking forward to.
You have my information. Please feel free to let me know about these things in advance, and I'll let everybody else know about them. We just want to get the word out that they're happening.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And anything else that your group needs or that you want to mention in closing this morning?
I think one thing, and there are some immigration changes that are happening, and it impacts some people and not all people. Being kind to everyone, and not just within that, but then around to our neighbors and things that are around us in our community. Our community has a lot of good things going on, and let's come together and support each other and celebrate what we have.